Good day from Wall Street. This is Jack Marks for Wall Street Reporter. Today I am speaking with John Berta. He is the CEO of Torchlight Energy Resources, Inc. Stock symbol on NASDAQ is TRCH. John, welcome.
Thank you, Jack. Good to have you today. Good to be with you today.
Yes. So your company has some very exciting news out right now regarding to the Oro Grande project, if I'm pronouncing the name correctly. Can you tell our audience what it's all about?
Sure. Our Oro Grande project, as it's pronounced, is a very large oil and gas field out in West Texas. It is a sub-basin to the Permian Basin, so it is actually a part of the bigger Permian Basin that gets a lot of press these days as the largest oil field in the world now, that's by production. If you've probably seen that in the news lately. But we have spent the last 3 or 4 years slowly and, some would say very slowly, developing our scientific expertise out in this field in order to get it ready for sale to a larger, what we call a manufacturing company in the oil and gas space. And what we mean by that is a very large company, probably, you know, $5 to $50 billion market cap company that can come in and make this into a little production city. What they do is they bring their expertise in and their personnel, and they really, you know, get to work on drilling oil and gas wells in an efficient manner that a small operator like ourselves just can't do. So we knew that going in, and we've done all the necessary science on this play. And recently the news that we put out is that we've had a third-party independent appraisal done on our potential barrels of recovery in the field. And the mean estimate is 3.7 billion barrels of recoverable in the Oro Grande play underneath our acreage.
So that's billion we have with a B?
That billion with a B, that's correct.
Okay.
It's a large, large number. And to give some scope on that, about 2 years ago, Repsol and a couple of other minority interest companies announced in Alaska a discovery of a 1.5 billion barrel field that at the time was the largest U.S. discovery in decades. Well, I think we now have it beat, and we're working hard to get to the proper PR channels in an effort to get this story out to the street. We are using this information, as you might expect, to talk to some of the larger companies in an effort to either sell the project or sell the company as a whole and do what's best for our shareholders.
Okay. So this is over the last, so this has been developed over the last, what, 3-4 years, this reserve?
Right. That's correct. And we've done about six pilot wells, test wells ourselves. And in addition to that, we hired a gentleman who spent 40-some-odd years with Hess Petroleum to put together our marketing package that we're going to need for the majors. And that includes not only all of the regional geology and geophysics, but also offset wells that were drilled even as early as the 1980s by Texaco, 2D seismic, magnetics, gravity. All of this information is put together in a nice, neat, concise package that a major is expecting to have from a scientific standpoint. So our presentation to the majors is probably 2.5 hours of information, and beyond that, it's probably another week or two of information in our Dropbox that they have to sort through in order to get everything they're going to need. So it's a huge project. We have a lot of information, and that's exactly what the majors are looking for.
Okay. Now the report on the reserves. It's, you know, so this is from an independent firm. So can you tell us about the firm and what kind of credibility do they have, you know, in the industry?
Sure. The firm is actually out of Denver, and Mike Mullen heads up the firm, and he is with a company called Stimulation Petrophysics, and he's an independent company. But he spent 30 years with Schlumberger and Halliburton, and this is all he's ever done is develop petrophysical reports. And so this has been his entire career, and he's very well known in the industry. And we hired him actually as a result of another third-party oil and gas company recommended him very highly. And so he's done this work, and no one has questioned his work whatsoever. In fact, the great thing about his work is that he's supporting it with all the information that we have from our scientific information. So it's nothing that, for example, if we were to show this to another company or major, that they could pick apart and say, well, you did this wrong or that wrong. That's not happening. All the information he's gathered on his own, and the results that he's come up with on his own are legitimate, and quite frankly, will have no trouble seeing the light of day.
Okay, and what are the valuations like, you know, for projects in the area? You know, based. What are they valued like?
The Permian Basin is really comprised of a lot of different areas. For example, the Midland Basin, the Delaware Basin, the Central Basin Platform, the Eastern Shelf, Diablo Platform, the Oro Grande Basin, which is ours. And so that whole greater Permian area runs the gamut of, you know, a couple thousand an acre to 90,000 an acre of value. And the reason it does so is because there are areas where you can drill maybe one or two benches for oil and gas, and there's areas where you can drill, you know, six, seven, eight, nine benches for oil and gas. So the nice thing about our project here in New Oro Grande is that we have probably five or six unconventional targets. And we also have an additional four or five conventional targets on 20,000 acres that are inside of our 134,000 acres of unconventional. So it's a beast of a project, and the people we're showing it to are really kind of dumbfounded that we have it and that we've done the work, and it hasn't been, you know, kind of mainstreamed yet. But I think that's going to happen sooner rather than later. Hopefully our shareholders will be rewarded for it.
So what, I guess, the main question that I would have, or any investor would have, is, so what kind of valuation are you hoping to achieve?
You know, I do know that it's not Center Midland Basin or Center Delaware Basin yet, because we don't have, producing wells on the project. All we've done is test science wells. So if we were to go out here and spend another $100 million or $200 million, I think the value of that acreage could see $20,000 to $30,000 an acre, in my opinion. I think right now someone's going to come in and probably offer something less than that, probably significantly less than that, because we have not devoted the necessary cash to do that. So we as a company are really looking at the trade-off between, okay, can we get, you know, 5,000 an acre or 7,500 an acre or 10,000 an acre, versus will we have to go out and raise, you know, significant dollars at the field level? We don't want to dilute our shareholders anymore. We want to do that at the field level and drill, you know, six, seven, eight, or nine wells and show the rest of the world what can be done out here, and then you get top dollar for it. So it's a trade-off. We're going to see what the market will bear right now. And if the market doesn't bear the necessary price, then we'll drill it ourselves and hold it until the market comes to us.
Okay. So how many acres do you have?
We have 134,000 acres, of which we own 72.5% of that. Roughly 95,000, 96,000 net acres.
So 96,000.
That's controlling.
Okay. Now my calculator is not working, but what is that worth at, let's say, you know, 7,000 an acre in that kind of mid-range that you mentioned?
Let's do the math real quick if we can. Well, let's just say 10,000 is easy math, because that's 960 million. So half of that would be 480, right? So 5,000 acre would be 480. So that's the numbers. That's, you know, if you assume 480 million for 5,000 acre, it'll go up 96 million per $1,000 an acre above that. So that's easy math.
So it's in the 500 million plus range is what you're looking to get.
And that just so to give you some clarity on that, at 500 million plus range. Now, if you were to take that on a barrel for oil of potential, that's probably, 13 cents a barrel in the ground. That's extremely small when you're talking about the potential to recover 3.7 billion barrels of oil. So to give you some perspective, that project in Alaska that sold in 2017, the folks out of Denver sold half of that project for $3.50 per barrel of oil in the ground.
Big difference. Wow.
It's a big difference. So, you know, again, the market is what the market is at any particular time. So I don't know what we're going to get. I just know that we have a lot of things working in our favor when we're talking to the folks that we're talking to. So, again, if we don't get the number we want, then we'll continue to drill it up ourselves.
Okay. And how many shares outstanding do you have right now?
Around 72 million, approximately, but likely about 80 million fully diluted with options and warrants.
Okay. So roughly the upside based on what you have right now is, you know, ballpark, what is it, $6, $7 a share?
Yeah, we have about, our market cap right now is about 120 million, somewhere around there, 125. So yeah, I mean, it's certainly a multiple from here, and we'll see what the multiple ends up being.
Okay. And so you're hoping to, you know, to sell the project if you can get, you know, the right price, which is kind of, I guess, in this 500 million plus range. Or if you don't get the right offer, you plan to do more drilling to, you know, prove up the value and
Right. What we would do at that point is we would actually sell down a portion of the acreage, a smaller portion of it that would fulfill our drilling obligations, and raise a little bit of capital that way. And that way you're proving up the acreage, and then the acreage that you still have remaining is worth significantly more. So you might have to sell it for a cheaper price, might be, you know, $5,000 an acre or what have you. But at that point, you take that money and prove up the rest of the acreage so that it's worth more.
So you wouldn't be raising additional capital.
I don't want to raise additional capital either through debt or equity issuances. That's not how I want to do it. That capital will be raised at the field level through farm outs.
Okay. And if you had a choice, I mean, you said you're open to either selling the asset, a joint venture, or, you know, selling the company outright. Which of those three would you prefer? Which would deliver the most value?
My preference is to sell the company outright for stock, quite frankly. You know, the types of people that we would be looking at are the Oro Grande would have a significant impact on their stock on a go-forward basis. And because myself and Greg McCabe and a lot of the larger holders of the stock really aren't interested in a taxable event, we'd like to go along with the new company. And so therefore, a stock deal wouldn't create a tax situation for anyone. And if they wanted to sell at that point, they could. But and those of us that want to hold and go longer, we can do that as well.
Okay, sounds good. Now, so right now, what's the stage of the process you're in right now? Is have you started to speak with potential buyers, or this is going to start? When do you expect that to start, if it hasn't started?
No, we've already there's about 70, 80 companies on our list, and the information is starting. Actually, has been going out to them for the last week to 10 days, and we've had some appointments already. And so the process will probably take, I want to say, 60 to 75 days from now to whittle it down to two or three candidates, and then, hopefully run a process from that point. So it's a lengthy deal to get done, but as you can imagine, dealing with large companies of the likes we're dealing with, it's very difficult just to get appointments with all the necessary people in the room. And there's a lot going on in these companies. And the hardest thing we're juggling is getting appointments. So,
wow.
Once we get that, yeah.
I mean, but it seems like, this is like a pretty significant project. I mean, this is like something that's
right.
Well known in the industry at this point.
It's really not well known in the industry. People know about it, but it hasn't gotten the mainline press.
Interesting.
So I think that's really been the issue. The press is not driving this. It's kind of like word of mouth in the industry. What's happening right now? So we'll see. But maybe we'll get some good press out of this, and people will start to take notice. But
okay.
We're anxious to have the conversations for sure.
So essentially, the bottom line is you expect to, have some sort of interest, some serious interest in the next 60 days.
Yes.
Okay. Or to have, I guess, an offer on the table in the next 60 days.
Well, I don't know what the offer will be in by then, but what I'd like to have done is have our presentations made and the people that are showing the largest interest to actually have done all their due diligence whereby we can get into negotiations.
Okay.
So, and I'd love to have multiple people we're negotiating with so that we have the maximum leverage we can have.
Okay. Now, how much, how much has been put into this project, over the last 4 years, in terms of dollars?
Total amount invested, I want to say, is probably in the 30 to 35 million range, somewhere in there,
Okay, so that'll
in
be
this
a
particular project.
that'll be a good ROI.
Yes,
Okay.
indeed.
John, let's kind of recap. So the key milestones for the next, I guess, usually we I ask about 6 to 12 months. In your case, should I say 3 to 6 months?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, that's gonna move quick.
Okay. So what are the key milestones? What kind of news flow should investors expect? Let's call it the next 120 days.
From a news flow standpoint, from us as a company, there won't be a tremendous amount of news company related. There might be some news articles and things of that nature out there about what we're doing. But as far as news generated by the company, there won't be much until we know exactly which direction we're going to go, whether we're going to sell the asset or continue to drill on our own. So that will likely be the next news event for us is, hey, we are, this is the direction we're going.
Okay, so John, my final question is, which we usually ask is, in your personal opinion, what would be the top three reasons that investors should consider the stock today?
The top three reasons to consider the stock today are woefully undervalued from an acreage position standpoint. There's no one else in the Permian Basin that has the land position or the potential reserve position we have. We have a very modest shares outstanding and at 72 million with 80 million total diluted. And I think the opportunity for a real multiple on your investment is there. Considering what we have going on and what we have announced to the public. So, I think the downside risk is de minimis, and I think the upside, will make a difference.
Well, John, on that note, I want to thank you, and we look forward to hearing some positive news from you in the next 90 days.
Sounds great.